Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose, offering perspectives of hope through Jesus Christ. What does it feel like to be at the point of your career when your lifetime experiences all come together to serve God's purposes? John Tilton is positioned by the Lord to serve people throughout Hawaii, across the United States, and the world through the ministries of New Hope with Pastor Wayne Cordero. Pastor John Tilton joins us today, but we pause here at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Radio program is to lead you, dear friend, closer and closer to our Lord Jesus Christ. For you to be reminded of the hope that we have in Jesus. And that no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're facing, there's always hope and renewal because of Christ who died on the cross for your sins and mine, Pastor John's. And Jesus shed his blood on that cross to wash our sins away. He was buried. And 3 days later, he rose again from the dead. And the living Christ, the resurrected one, calls you to himself today. It's our prayer and our hope that you would open your heart to Jesus and receive him as your Savior and Lord. And of course, if you already know the Lord, that you would grow in him. John Tilton is currently the campus pastor and executive pastor at New Hope Oahu, a campus within the network of the New Hope International Ministries Church. He's earned bachelor's and master's degrees from the University of Hawaii and Lancaster Bible College and Capital Seminary. John is married to Lanu. They have children and grandchildren who all serve at New Hope Oahu. Pastor John, welcome. Welcome back to our show.
Thank you so much, Danny. Such a pleasure to be here with you on this morning.
Well, this is actually part two of your feature, several years removed. The last time you were on, Pastor John, you shared a powerful story of hope about God's marvelous work in your marriage. It's available at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Today, let's talk about leadership. Leadership with regard to role models, executive oversight, and leadership in crisis times. I think that's appropriate ever so today. John, how important have role models been in your life?
Significant would be the word, Danny. You know, throughout my life, from a youngster, and many people will say this about their father, but my father was, and continues to be, in memory, the first and most significant role model for me, because although he wasn't a man who attended church every week, he knew God, loved God, but his character and principles as a role model really, really stood out for me as I was growing up. And so he would be my first role model.
Okay. Do you remember some things that your dad did and said that are indelible to you even today?
Absolutely. Number one was always to love the Lord and love your family. But because of that, to provide and serve your family, which he did very, very well. in spite of, you know, many years of going through hard times, but I saw him really just put family, his family first, and did everything that he could do. But the second thing is that he was always fair with people, never backtalking, never backstabbing, just very, very fair, because he came from a hard life as a child. You know, his father was an alcoholic and abusive, and actually my father always spoke with a rasp in his voice. And we would later find out that his father came home one day drunk and hung him from the tree, hung him. And from then on, his voice box was affected. But because of that, talk about a loving father who served his family, but also was always so fair and straight up with people. It was a wonderful witness to me.
Wow. Well, especially coming from that type of background or having those kinds of experiences to be the father mm-hmm. that he was to you. Some other role models, Pastor John, that you feel have shaped you?
Well, right out of college, as you might remember from my testimony, that I was hired on by Jack and Shaw Thompson, or Tihati and Shaw Thompson, who have always had the largest production and entertainment company in Hawaii. But what was so wonderful and a blessing was that from their early years of getting into entertainment, both Tihati and Shaw received the Lord as their Lord and Savior. And to be able to look at them as an older brother and sister in my whole career with Tihati, and to watch them continue to put the Lord first in everything, even up to now, with their son Afatia taking over and going through the pandemic of 2020, and to see the largest entertainment company in a snap of a finger because of COVID, like everyone else, all of your business disappear, but to see them continue to serve and give the whole situation and hope to the Lord. They were great, I would say, mentors and role models, and they continue to be. That would be Tihati and Shaw Thompson.
Wow, Tihati and Shaw.
Yeah.
And as you mentioned that, I'm just thinking about your background. I mean, you're talking over 50 years, right, John, in the entertainment industry? I mean, 1979, something like that?
Yeah, great memory. It's 1979. I joined Tihati Productions, and in fact, this past year with the pandemic, I fully retired finally, but they're still family, and I still get them involved in ministry. And you know what's really neat? The reason why they were such great role models, Danny, is because Tihati Productions, although it was in a very secular industry of travel and entertainment, the company operated by Christian principles and with Jesus always being invited in. You know, we would pray as a cast in shows, and everything was based on Jesus Christ. I don't know if they shared that with you, because I know that I believe Shaw or Tihati was on your program before, but
yes,
Tihati
yes.
Productions as a company really stood on the foundations of our Lord Jesus Christ, and still does.
Mm-hmm. Role models. Others, John, any others throughout sure. the years?
Yeah. I started attending a church that my wife invited me to. She said, "You got to come to this church. He's a pastor from the Big Island in Hilo, and he's coming to Honolulu. And here's a picture of him, because my sister on the Big Island sent us information about him opening the church here." And I looked at the picture, and here was this really good-looking Japanese-Portuguese pastor, but he looked so young because of his Asian blood. And we laugh about it now, but I said, "I'm happy where I'm at. He looks like a little boy. I don't want to go to that church." And so my wife, because I was at the time worship leader for Horizon Christian Fellowship with Pastor Francis Gamayele. I said, I'm happy Francis, where I'm at. Yes. But the following week, my wife took herself and my two children went to see one of the first services with Pastor Wayne Cordero. And they came home and they said, Dad, you got to come. You got to come. It is wonderful. I said, okay. So the next week, I went to the service. I went to the early service because I had to go back and lead worship at Horizon. And I sat there, and I remember in the third row, I started crying, thinking, he's speaking to me. And so I actually knew I was called there. About a couple months later, I shared it with Pastor Francis Kamahili, who has always been one of my best friends. He understood. But for about 6 months, I would lead worship at Horizon. And then while Pastor Francis was praying, I would pack up my guitar and run over to New Hope, which was at Stevenson at the time, to jump on the worship team. And that's how I came to New Hope. But at that point and henceforth, Pastor Wayne has definitely been a role model for myself since 1979, and also a role model in ministry.
Wow, so we're going back. I mean, that's got to be mid-90s, maybe early to mid-90s. Stevenson, when the service were there. Precious times. You're listening to...
Yes, exactly.
This is Pastor John Tilton. He's the executive pastor and campus pastor today at New Hope Oahu. When we come back from our break, we'll talk more with him. We're talking about leadership today. Leadership, we're talking about role models in leadership. We're talking about executive leadership. What is that? How does that work? We're also talking about leadership in crisis. So we're just getting started here. There's more good stuff to come, because of course this is the good life, right? Pastor John Tilton. You can find out more about Pastor John, Pastor Wayne Cordero, the ministry of New Hope at enewhope.org. Again, that's enewhope.org. Are there dangers to avoid when it comes to role models? At what point should we become role models for others? That and more when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Pastor John Tilton, he spent much of his secular career in the entertainment, travel, and special event production industries while serving bivocationally in ministry. His entertainment and travel career spanned of 1979 through 2020 as the vice president of Tihati Productions. He joins us today. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here. Thanks for joining us. You can get this program in its entirety. Maybe you caught the tail end of that last segment. You can get it all at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Find out more about Pastor John and New Hope at enewhope.org. Pastor John, going back just a little bit more about role models, are there dangers that you might say could lurk when it comes to role models and following role models?
Sure. You know, we're all human, and so sometimes, even as the best role models, we can get distracted, even go a little astray in whether it's ministry or even in our lives, because only Jesus was the true and only Lord that did not sin, or did not get distracted, or did not get led astray in things that the enemy will put before people. So I would say, you know, because of that, just to be always in touch with what God would be calling us to do, and even in awareness of those that we put up as role models, and not to put them, and here it is, on a pedestal, or to put them in the place of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it sounds stereotypical, but it's so easy to often do that, to put your role models up where Jesus should be.
Yeah. The focus, the centrality of Christ, we need that reminder. And I'm thankful for you reminding us of that. When it comes to being a role model, yourself being a role model, Pastor John, at what point does one become a role model for others? And how do you know that that's actually happening?
Well, first of all, I think a role model that is very important to me that I haven't been able to mention yet is a mentor that I have in the Bible, and that would be Joseph. What he went through with his brothers and what he went through in his early years to hear from the Lord, but stay focused on what God was calling him to do. And no matter what he went through, always turning to the Lord, you know, he would be the role model that is very, hits home with me. I can identify him with him because he led from the second seat his whole life in all the opportunities God gave him to lead. It was never from the first seat, but it was also from the second seat. And I really find common ground with what he went through. And so for me, when does a person feel like a role model? You know, I never thought of that, but I believe that when people respond to your leadership, or when peers or people that you work with in a lateral, or even those that are overseers, such as like a church council, or even in my case, like Pastor Wayne, who is our senior pastor, when you feel that people are giving you feedback that you help them, or that you've walked in a way that witnessed to them or exampled Christ to them, I would say that is a time where God is affirming that we are role models. Because I don't believe that many of us try to be a quote-unquote role model. You know, we are called to do what we do. And oftentimes in leadership, there is a tension and a pull between doing what the books say and doing what Jesus says. And that is leading with graciousness and love, and not with the mandates of policies and procedures. So my answer, and sorry that it's a long dissertation, is when people give you feedback that they're thankful for how you've been leading them in a Christ-like manner.
Yeah, yes. It's almost... it's almost the opposite of one saying, I'm going to be a role model today, and I'm going to make people follow me. It's almost the opposite of that, where as I think about what you're just explaining and the way that we follow Christ and serve people, people respond because of what they see as some kind of evidence or some kind of pull that shows the hand or the work of God in a person's life, and that should be the, how could I say it, the perspective or the priority as you serve others first.
Amen.
Pastor John, along those lines, a little pivot here on executive oversight. When did the Lord lead you to serve as executive pastor at New Hope Oahu?
Well, actually, Danny, the reason that I was considered or asked to come on staff at New Hope Oahu, so it was doing devotions with Pastor Wayne Cordero that he actually challenged me and just told me to consider what my legacy would be, how much money and how much increase of business I could do at Tihachi Productions, or what I would do for the kingdom. And if you remember, after 9/11, everything, even like during this pandemic time, was pretty devastated. You know, businesses were shutting down, and we were able, after 9/11, to bring back Tihachi Productions. So a very profitable time. And I remember the controller asking, hey, we got to increase our business because we don't want any diminishing returns. And it was then that I realized what Pastor Wayne had said about, you know, what is your legacy going to be, about how much you increase in business or what you do for the kingdom. And so when I was, even though Tihachi Productions came back very, very strong, there was this, of course, business concept of you have to increase a percentage every year. And so I prayed about it. I prayed, Lord, you know, what would you want me to do? And the story goes that my wife at that time had retired, and she, from Federal Express, and so I was a breadwinner. And so we were considering what I should do for the teacher. I felt a call, and we prayed one night. I said, Lord, if you want me to go into ministry, Pastor Wayne's going to offer me a job, and it's going to be in the level right below him so that I can afford to provide for my family, right? Because when you go into ministry, it's not to make money. And we prayed that night, Lord, if it's ever meant that I go into ministry, Pastor Wayne will offer me one of the E positions, which is right under him, an education, evangelism, extension, and equipping. And he was in Oregon on vacation. The next morning, I get an email from him saying, hey, John, when I get back, can I talk to you about possibly coming on staff to be our extension director because of your connections and who you are in the community to take the church out into the community, out of the church? And that was the answer right there. My wife said, you wanted an answer from the Lord? There you are, the very next morning. And so that's how I first came into New Hope as the extension director. And then after the extension director, the evangelism pastor oversees all of the services and our efforts to win people to Christ. And because of my background in entertainment, that's where, becoming the evangelism pastor, I was able to incorporate what I learned in the secular to present the gospel in creative ways, which we do continuously to this day. And that was when, if you remember, Pastor Elwin Ahu, who was our executive pastor, transitioned to become our associate pastor. And so then I was asked to become the administrator. And after the administrator, when Pastor Elwin planted out, I then became the executive pastor. And most recently, last year when the pandemic hit and our campus pastor, John Burgess, really felt a call to go back to where his wife Cindy's family is from in San Diego, where there was a small church that Foursquare wanted to turn around. He heeded the call and he was gone in 3 weeks. And Pastor Wayne was in the middle of his transition to transition full time to his presidency at our college, New Hope Christian College, and the vision that God gave him to launch a second church, a second New Hope church in Oregon. So at that time in May, he began the process of launching New Hope West in Eugene, Oregon, and fulfilling his role as full-time president at New Hope Christian College. And that's when the board asked me to also become the campus pastor. Long story, but that's the process.
The beauty of the process, as you describe it, of course, when you're in it, it sounds like these things just unfold over the course of time. Changes, many variables, people's lives, people's calls. There's change. Things are moving. Pastor John, how would you, looking back on all that, for a listener today who is observing how you describe the transitions in your life and God's hand or God's call, how would you describe it to somebody who's saying or asking, how would I see the hand of God at work in my life? You said it was happening in your life. How might something like that take place in my life? How might I be able to see that?
Sure, Danny. I know that there is no set way, but I believe the process begins with, number one, drawing close to the Lord, and drawing close to Him in your time of devotions, your time of prayer, even your time of serving, because that is when God will reveal much to you. But He'll also, as you continue to serve, from my perspective, open doors of opportunity that will lead to your maybe other doors opening in serving the Lord in different capacities. So there are some people that say, you know, I have a plan and this is what I'm going to do and this is how I'm going to pursue it. For me, the way in my whole career that God has opened doors is I've tried to serve where I was called, and God would, for me, has opened doors. So to answer your question for people, I would say continue to serve where you're serving, continue to do what you're doing, but draw close to the Lord in your time with Him and devotions and prayer. And just be aware of the opportunities and the doors that He might open for you to grow into different positions or opportunities for you to serve in different capacities. And for me, that is basically how everything has been unveiled through my whole career, actually. Even when I began with Tihati as my first real job out of college.
Yeah. You're listening to Pastor John Tilton. He's the executive pastor and campus pastor at New Hope Oahu, giving us the backdrop of the journey that he and his wife Lanu and their family have taken in the years of ministry that he served. An encouraging word. When we come back, we'll talk, we'll actually shift again, start talking about crisis, leadership in crisis. Can you imagine, could you have imagined that we would have been in a time of crisis we have in, well, the year 2020 and the impact of it in 2021 and going forward? How does God move through a ministry like New Hope, through a messenger, a vessel like Pastor John Tilton? How would God work and move through your life and my life, our lives? Sharing more Heart to Heart with you, John Tilton, when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
He reminds us, that is Pastor John Tilton, reminds us to serve where you are and draw near to God in that process. And at least that's been his story, as the Lord has continued to open doors for him. And when we're talking extension director, evangelism pastor, administrator, executive pastor, and now the campus pastor at New Hope Oahu, you're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. This program is available to you and others like it. In fact, part one of this two-part feature, though it spans several years in between, Pastor John Tilton shares Such a Time as This, I think is what it's called. The other one, such a touching story, a personal, deep story of his experiences with Lanu and how the Lord has worked in their life. That and this and others available at thegoodlifehawaii.com. And more about New Hope at enewhope.org. Pastor John, as we pivot now to talk about leadership in crisis, maybe we can park here for a little while. What vision has the Spirit given to New Hope Oahu in the new season, this new season of ministry?
Danny, that is the exciting part. And thank you for asking that question. Because if you can imagine, with us all thinking that we were set on one path to see that our founding pastor would be called to our presidency for our college and to plant a second new church in Oregon, and to see all of this in the midst of a pandemic where we all were trying to stay safe and healthy, we're contending with the financial devastation that everyone was going through, and to be able to navigate how we continue to even do church, let alone expand ministry. And so this evolved all within the process of what was taking place. And what I'll say to that is, in the year of 2020, God has given us for New Hope Oahu a whole vision of how to go forward. And it's in basically two ways, about the importance of taking the gospel and expanding the gospel. And I would say that number one is what came about in our online services and presence that has transpired. But number two, when you follow a founding pastor that is known worldwide and nationally, and you try to follow to the best of your ability, you know, he may not be like 6 feet tall. He may be, you know, at 5 feet six, but he has size 15 shoes. They're very big to fill. So as we go forward, when you follow a great founding pastor, some people try to be the same and do the same thing. But what God has given us at New Hope Oahu is the future of New Hope Oahu is not only what we call doing church as a team, but doing leadership as a team and teaching as a team. And so I told our leaders in the fall of 2020 last year, I want you all to dream. Dream about what your ministries could be. And rather than me tell you what you should do in your ministries, we want to facilitate your dreams to come to fruition in your ministries. And right now we have a rotation of five of us who are the teaching pastors. And therefore, what I actually tell the congregation is, you know, our church has been blessed in diverseness from who we are, our racial extractions, our demographics, even the fact that God is now using us around the world. And therefore, all of our different teaching pastors will resonate with different demographics, whether it be age, whether it be because you're here local, or whether because you're somewhere located on the mainland around the world, or if it's the millennials. And that seems to be the two things that have really, really become the foundation of where New Hope Oahu goes in the future. You know, Danny, before COVID, we had the privilege of serving about 3,000 to 3,500 people on a weekend for in-person services. And our online campus was averaging about 4,000. And when COVID began, we intentionally really focused on online to get to serve people online, feeling that's the only way they could connect. And our online presence grew to almost 20,000 at the beginning of the COVID. And when churches started to open up again, we've stayed about 14,000 a weekend since about July, 14,000 a weekend for our online campus. When we reopened the services, because people are still a little apprehensive about coming to church in person, we're averaging about 1,000 in person per weekend, but our online campus continues to be about 14,000 from 189 locations and countries around the world. And we've expanded our life groups primarily on the West Coast, but we have a lot of new life groups and small groups on the West Coast that call New Hope Oahu their home church, but they're located on the West Coast and they go to church online. And then we've raised up leaders on the West Coast and some more toward the Midwest, but mostly on the West Coast where they lead life groups. And this is all online. So again, sorry for the long answer, but those are the two ways: the expansion of church services online, including ministries, classes, initiatives, special events, and then again, looking to what God would do in our team, doing church as a team, to the next level.
So it sounds like in the midst of a time when things were being constrained because of the pandemic, there's been continued growth and expansion. Sounds like the vision, taking the gospel further, expanding the reach, and it is happening. Pastor John, you know, the year, especially the ending of the year, really the whole of 2020, moving into 2021, January of 2021, goodness, I mean, when we think about politically, a politically polarizing presidential election, how have you and Pastor Wayne, along with your staff, chosen to guide the church in such tenuous political times?
Thank you for asking that question. That's another exciting question to answer. With everything that transpired in 2020, from the pandemic, and especially when the riots were happening and the movement, I was specifically asked, so what's the church's position on that? And my answer was that we are called to draw close to God and point everything back to the Lord. Not to jump in and take sides, but because of what's happening, draw close to the Lord and point everything back to the Lord. And then when we saw the politics and everyone was trying to say, well, where does the church stand? My response would be, vote your conscience as you apply our biblical principles and what we know who we are as Christians and what we stand for, and vote accordingly. And in the same way, as we go forward in 2021, you know, people recently asked me, what's the position on the vaccine? And I said, well, you know, the word is very clear about what the mark of the beast will be. God also provides the opportunity for medical accomplishments and medical personnel. So the decision will be yours, but go to the Lord about it. Again, draw close to the Lord. And what does the Lord say to you? Thus, to answer your question succinctly, in this new year of 2021, everything, including how we go about our lives right now, I just gave a message on preach the gospel, and if necessary, use words. And how I tie that all together is, in this time of 2021, Danny, that we are called to draw close to the Lord and to lead as many people and be a witness and a testimony to as many people as we can right now. And why? Because the second of the two greatest commandments is to love your neighbor as yourself. And I love the last part of that scripture where it says, and all the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. That means that all the law in the Bible and all our great mentors in the Bible, all of that hung on the two greatest commandments, to love God and to love your neighbor. Therefore, in this time, we are called to be a witness and testimony because of everything that is going on, especially when you take a look at the statistics that I just did a study and summary on. Get this, Danny. Mental health, the CDC reported last year, increase of 24 to 31%. Here in Hawaii, our Department of Health said that 82% of respondents to a recent survey, 82% said that they went through some type of mental condition or emotional mental condition in 2020. Depression increased by 50% nationally. Divorce increased by 34%. Suicide, last year in any given month in these surveys, in any given month, one of four young adults said they contemplated and thought about suicide. And as you know, Danny, we're, as of Saturday, there was 491,455 people that died in the U.S. from COVID, and now it's even closer to 500,000. How many of those people did not get to hear the good news before they died because we didn't share? So again, just to go back and answer your question, how do we approach 2021? Draw close to the Lord, do his business, but be a witness and testimony, because I believe, and here it is, when Jesus Christ died on the cross, that began the last days. And from everything that we see, we believe that we're in the end times. We don't know when Christ is coming again. We don't know when the rapture will happen. But what we do know is that we're in the end times, and we need to be all about God's business based on what we're seeing that is right there in front of us.
You're listening to Pastor John Tilton addressing the times in which we live, integrated with the scriptures and focus to gain a greater level of clarity in these moments in which we live. When we come back from our break, our final segment with him, actually, maybe it might be good to rehash those statistics again and maybe massage or press in a little bit further. How has the Lord been working? Maybe in his life, maybe in the life of his family, or those close to him in difficult times. Because don't we all know we are all experiencing tough times, aren't we? And as the scripture says, we can be reminded of the hope that is in Jesus. So stay with us. We'll be right back. Road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Danny Yamashiro here with Pastor John Tilton. He's the executive pastor and campus pastor at New Hope Oahu. Before a break, he rattled off some really striking statistics. And I wanted him to go back and do that, particularly when he mentioned depression, divorce, and suicide. I think these are things we need to touch on at least a little bit because of the growing prevalence of this here. Find out more about Pastor John Tilton at enewhope.org. This program is yours free. Just go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. So Pastor John, let's go back. You mentioned statistics about depression, divorce, and suicide. Can you give it to us again, please?
Sure. Depression last year in 2020, according to national surveys, 50% of young adults showed signs of depression. That's one out of two. And in divorce, according to the New York Post, divorce in 2020 increased by 34%. Domestic abuse has doubled in many parts of the nation, and that's like 100% increase. Suicide last year in any given month, nationally from their surveys, one in four young adults contemplated or thought of suicide. In October, the thought or contemplation of suicide increase to 36.9%. Pretty crazy when you put that all together. But you know what, Danny? Increase. Let me share this, because that's the bad news. But here's the good news, okay? You know that Bible sales in 2020 and Bible app downloads in 2020 increased 62 to 143%. Depending on the sector of the market and the distributor. Bible sales, for the first time in history, and Bible apps increased a walloping 62 to 143%. Why is that? And my conclusion is that people are concerned, people are searching, people are fearful. And that's why, for the first time, they're looking for the answer. And we, as Christians, the doors are open. We just need to be a witness and testify because of the fact that people are searching, concerned, and fearful. You know, in the military, and for you military listeners out there, Danny, if I can share this real quickly.
Sure.
No matter what military branch you're in, all military people will know about this concept, so important, called SA, situational awareness. And that is, real quickly, number one, in all branches of the military, all levels, that number one, it's perception. It's your perceiving, your environment, elements around you, and events that are going on. So that number two, you can understand and comprehend the meaning of what you see in perception. So that number three, you can look to the future and how you can make the best decisions and take the best courses of action in battle, in leadership, in everything. SA in the military, situational awareness, is so important. And to apply that to what I just shared with you, number one, perception and perceiving, all that is going around on around us, all in our environment, in our government, in the things that we see, the elements and events that are happening. But number two, that we wouldn't just let it go out in one ear and out the other, but that we would comprehend and understand what is God saying. Now, this is where I add the Bible to it. You add the Word of God to what you see and perceive for a better understanding, so we make the best decisions going forward and our course of action. I found
Pastor John,
That all makes sense to me.
Pastor John, can you take that and can you turn that into a prayer for us now, for a dear listener who's challenged in these ways? These statistics speak of him, of her, of their family. Can you please pray?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes, please.
Lord, Danny and I come before you in prayer.
Amen.
Especially for our listeners who are listening in. And Lord, I want to lift up the families and loved ones of the almost a half a million people that have passed from COVID-19. And I pray, Lord, that the majority of them, however many, Lord, that you are able to touch and invite to know you as Lord and Savior, because people were willing to share. In these tumultuous, precarious times, Lord, I just pray for those that are out there that are going through continued loss of jobs, financial devastation, loved ones who are sick, loved ones who are contending with COVID, Lord, and that you would guide us to the one and best answer, that is to know you as Lord and Savior, to draw close to you, and to be about your business, to navigate our way through all of that we see and are aware of. But not only would we be aware and awakened, but we would arise in your word and your ways, and that we would act, that we would take action. And Lord, I know, because you have been so faithful to us, myself, my family, our church, that as we turn to you in faith, we will see your faithfulness unveiled. We've seen it this whole past year. And Lord, we look to you in these times, and we thank you in advance for what you will do as we draw closer to you. We point everything to you in this year of 2021 and beyond. We thank you for Danny's ministry and how it touches thousands throughout the nation and the world. And we thank you for this opportunity today. We seal it in the wonderful and amazing name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor John, for your heart, for your ministry, your example. Thank you for your prayers.
You are so welcome, Danny, and thank you for the invitation.
Challenging and encouraging words, and very timely, from John Tilton, enewhope.org. Dear friend, God's timing is perfect. And we believe there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, look, we believe this could be the perfect moment for you to open your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Would you do that? Go to thegoodlifeway.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. If you'd like to stand with us with your prayers, financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifeway.com and click Partners. And I thank you in advance. Psalm 32, verse 8, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to John Tilton, enewhope.org. Until next time, along with my co-host and guest coordinator, Lonnie Ka'a, technical producer, Chaz Ontai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave